God bless you, God. Good evening, and welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries, an evening with Jesus and the Word. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and I'd like to take this time to thank you for joining me as we get into the Word of God. If you have called our number, area code 323-693-3054, please press the 1 if you have a question or comment, and you will be placed into the caller queue. Otherwise, if you're joining us in the chat room, you may place your question or comment there. I invite you to sit back, relax, get your Bible, your pen, and your paper, and get ready to feast on the Word of God. God bless you.
Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to share with the world, to let them know that I can't live, I can't breathe, neither can I move without you.
I can't live.
I'm not afraid to
love you, Jesus.
Another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second, another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you, while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend, I know in need, I stretch my hand to thee, come rescue me, I need you right away.
On Sunday, I just want you to act up. He was acting up on Sunday on Facebook. Right, bro, you had me so fired up when I went to church.
I wish I could have been there to see that.
Oh.
I know that was something else, but Jesus is Lord. You know what? He knows exactly what we need and knows exactly when we need it. Serious.
Right.
Seriously. He really, really does.
Amen.
So I'm turning the broadcast over to you because I just got off of work. Like, I've been home for maybe 20 minutes, maybe about 30 minutes I've been home.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to turn the broadcast over to you, and whatever the Lord gives you to do tonight is fine with me.
Oh, no.
And I'll probably peep in every now and then to say something. You know how I do. But just go on in whatever the Lord gave you, and just don't forget to pray for the people that need to be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So you want to do announcements first?
No.
Okay.
Wait a minute, listen. I am so, so tired, seriously. No, but I'm serious. For everybody who doesn't know who Pastor Felicia is, this is Pastor Felicia. And
amen.
I tried to tell y'all that she was going to be on the broadcast, but I don't know if y'all was listening. But Pastor Felicia is on Facebook. And she says she's minister. You have to say it like that. Minister.
All right, now.
You got to say it like that because it sounds like it's fire coming out the end of it. Minister. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to have that fire coming out behind that name like that. So people can know. They can know. Don't mess with this lady right here. She come to bring a word. She come to bring a word. And I just pray, you know what I pray, Pastor Felicia, that everybody that I chat with over Blog Talk Radio and that comes on the broadcast, that I will get a chance to meet y'all before I go to heaven or before y'all go to heaven.
Yeah.
I really, really want to meet y'all in person because most of y'all, I don't know about all of y'all, but most of y'all I do. And I'm acting up because I'm tired, but I'm serious. I really do want to meet y'all. Like, I want to meet you. I want to meet Evangelist Mac. I want to meet Minister Howell. And there's just some more people that I really want to meet because I don't think God just put us together for nothing just to do this Blog Talk Radio. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I want to meet y'all. And I know that you have a word inside of you. And if you want, now I've made this offer to other people and nobody's taken advantage of it yet. But if you want to have a day to use this broadcast to do, to bring a word or whatever, other than Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, just let me know and I'll set it up for you. Because I believe you're holding on to a word that you're supposed to let go. I don't know what it is. I just believe you are. And I would like to open up the door for you to make that happen. So it's up to you if you want to come on a Tuesday or a Thursday. Thursday, we have Bible study here in my home at 7 o'clock. But you still could go on at 5 o'clock and do the program yourself. It doesn't matter. But I just believe that, you know, I have space available, and I keep offering it to people, and people are not taking it. So it's up to you. If the Lord says for you to do so, then I'm just making it available for you to speak as the Lord says speak.
Amen. Amen. Well, I bless God for that. Amen. And I'll pray on it, of course. Amen. And then but it sounds like a plan. Amen. You got me over here sweating.
Let me tell you something. These are the last days, and we better be about doing what we say God called us to do. If God really called us to preach and evangelize and to teach, we better be out here doing it, is what I'm saying. Because guess what? Time is really, really short. Time is short, and we better act like we understand time is short. There's people going to hell every day. They're going to hell every day, and we're not saying, we're not, there's not enough people out here preaching the fire of God and preaching hell and damnation. Now look, when John the Baptist was preaching, John the Baptist was crazy. Okay, they thought he was
right.
crazy, and he was hollering, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And it's, he kept saying it over and over again. But guess what? Was people listening? No, they wasn't listening. Even in that day when John the Baptist was saying all of that, they still crucified Jesus because they didn't want to hear that. Then the same thing today, people don't want to hear about Jesus. They don't want to hear about the Savior of the world. People, we don't want to hear about our sin. We don't want to, walk in the Spirit so we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh, because it's more fun to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And people are not realizing
right.
that at the end of that, what's going to happen? At the end of that, you can't live a double life. We cannot live a double life, and I'm trying to tell you, I just don't know what it's going to take. I don't know. I'm begging for my family to come in, Pastor Felicia. Pray for my family. I'm praying for my sisters, my nieces, my nephews, my everybody in my family, my children. I'm praying for all of them to come in before Jesus get here. I'm just praying and asking God to save their very souls, because people don't believe that Jesus is coming back. And if they say they believe it, they don't act like they believe it. I don't know. I was looking for Jesus to come the other day. I was sitting at work, and I was just looking in the sky, and I just took a deep breath. I was like, Jesus, are you coming today? Like, I was just really waiting for him to just come through the sky. And I wasn't scared. I was happy. I was like, are you coming?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just feel bad. Only want him to delay his coming until these people get saved. I only want him to delay his coming for some more people to get saved.
That's
Other
right.
than that, I just want him to come.
Right.
Ain't nothing here. This ain't our home, Pastor Felicia.
That's
this
right.
This ain't our
temporary.
Home.
We're just passing through and trying to take as many with us as we can, as many as will go. Amen?
As but many as will go.
It's only temporary. Yes. As many as will go, it's sad that you don't have, you don't find too many that are willing to go, amen, or willing to accept Christ only when trouble comes. But even in the trouble, I thank God for the trouble, because I tell everybody, had it not been for my trials, had it not been for my tribulations, I would not have accepted Jesus, amen, because I was too comfortable in my flesh and my sins. Amen. But I thank God for revealing himself to me, and I thank God for his love, for him pouring out his love to me, and I thank God for bringing me thus far. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for that. I thank him.
Yeah. Well, let's just pray real quick, because I want you to take this broadcast. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you right now, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Father, we want to just thank you and bless you, because you are a mighty, 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 mighty
yes.
good. Hallelujah. God, if you gave us 1,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to praise you for everything that you do for us. Lord, you do things for us that we don't even know about, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God. God, you protect us from things we don't even know you're protecting us from, Lord God, and I say thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you're not a God that slumbers or sleeps. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And even in the midnight hour while we're slumbering and sleeping, God, you're not, and you're watching. And I thank you, and you're setting your angels charge over us to protect us and keep us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, Father, I just want to say thank you, and I just want to bless your name. I want to bless you, oh God, because you've been merciful to us, oh God. I want to bless you, Lord God, because you are a forgiving God. You are a compassionate God. You are a loving God. You are a healing God. You are a delivering God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My soul says thank you, oh God. I know you as a healer. I know you as a deliverer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you healed me and you delivered me, God. You set me free, Lord God. Hallelujah. And my soul says thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you. The same way you healed me, God, I ask you to heal others. The same way you delivered me, God, I ask you to deliver others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that want to be delivered, oh God. Those that are ready to be delivered, I ask you to deliver them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, those that are oppressed by demons, God, I ask you to deliver them from oppression, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Those
yes,
that are blinded by Satan so that they will not see the marvelous light of your gospel, Lord God, I ask you to remove the blindness from their eyes tonight, that they will be able to see the light, oh God. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, Father, I just ask your Holy Spirit to come and teach this broadcast on tonight. Give us what we need, oh God. In the name of
Thank
Jesus,
you.
God, we're not looking for a sugar-coated message on tonight, oh God, but we're looking
yes,
for the
Lord.
Word that's going to come to convict, that's going to come to reprove,
yes.
that's going to come to instruct us, Lord God, so that we might, Lord God, be diligent hearers and doers of your word. So, Father,
yes.
I just want to say thank you on tonight. Bless Pastor
thank
Felicia,
you.
Lord God, as she brings forth this word tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name, thanksgiving, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah. I open my eyes and Evangelist Max in the chat room. Glory, hallelujah. Hi, baby.
Amen. Bless you. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead now, Pastor Felicia.
Amen, amen. Just want to thank you once again, Evangelist Mack, amen, for having me. God bless you, and I thank God for you and your husband, amen. I thank God for the divine connection, amen. I thank God for Evangelist Mack, amen, and all those who are in the chat room, God's women, God bless you. Amen. I'm just going to teach on tonight. Is that all right?
That's all right.
Amen. As I, you know, I began... for the past couple weeks, you know, the Lord been showing me some things, and I have been questioning him, you know, concerning the church, amen. And I know that we all can testify when you look at the state of the church is in a terrible, terrible state, amen. And one thing that the Lord has been showing me, amen, the people are not going to come in until the church get right. Amen. And one reason why the church is in the state that it's in is because the church is operating out of their flesh. The people, the men and women of God are operating out of their flesh instead of operating out of the spirit. Amen. And God said that we must be led by the spirit. And that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. Amen. Being led by the spirit. Amen. Are you the sons of God? Amen. Our focus passage tonight is going to be coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Amen. Let me get that. Right here. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. And we're actually going to read from verses 12 through 17. Amen.
All right.
Amen. Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 17. And I'm reading out of the New King James Version. Amen. And it says this: Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh,
well,
to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Amen. Are
Amen.
You the sons of God? Amen. Are you the sons of God? When we look at the passage in verse 14, it says, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Amen. Being led by the Spirit is synonymous with walking according to the Spirit. Amen. And when we look at the word walking highlights the active participation and effort of the believer. And then when we look at being led underscores the passive side. Amen. It is the submissive dependence of the believer on the Spirit. Amen. These are the sons of God. We must depend on the Spirit of God. Amen.
Yes.
When we look at, hold on, I got to get my other notes. Amen. Are you the sons of God? Amen. So we're going to talk about that on tonight with our focus scripture. It's going to be other scriptures that you know, that are going to be shared on tonight. Now, one of the most important teachings for us as believers is the teaching on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen? How to
Amen.
Be led by the Holy Spirit. So many, you have so many believers think God is leading them from one situation to another, yet each time, you know, they end up confused. We end up, you know, confused because of the outcome isn't what we expect it to be. Amen? How many of you have seen people say, God said, and God said, only to find out that, you know, they end up at a dead place in their life? Amen? So we have to be careful. Amen, when we speak the words of God, make sure that we are actually hearing from God. Amen.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people, you know, we, you know, said God said this, and then we wonder why God would speak to them and do such a thing as if it was going to turn out the way that it did. Amen. So we need to be, you know, sensitive to the Spirit. Amen. Now,
Amen.
If you have ever been a victim of this type of situation, just keep on living in the body of Christ, amen. But if you have never been there, it can be confusing. You know, it can be more confusing than to believe that you heard from God and then be confronted with overwhelming evidence that says that you did not, amen. So
amen.
We're going to talk about Satan's deceptive tactics. Let me slow down here, amen. Now, over the years, even with me being in ministry, when you look around, you notice you see that there's, you know, a pattern that emerged in this area as far as being led by the Spirit. Amen? People,
amen.
You know, you have that stumble and fall every day. Amen? Only to get up and repeat the same mistakes over and over again. Amen? I'm
yes.
one that have been there. Amen? I'm one that have been there that have stumbled. They even made some of the same mistakes. I want you to understand that Satan used the same tactics over and over again in the believers' lives around the world. Amen?
Yes, he does.
He doesn't have these tricks, but he has new faces. Amen? Satan does not have any new tricks, but he does have new faces. Amen? There is something about our potential, you know, in the body of Christ that we must be led by the Holy Spirit. You must be led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And once about that, this really scares the devil. Amen. It scares the enemy. He doesn't like for you to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So he has gone, you know, to a lot of trouble, you know, to keep us confused, to keep us in bondage. Amen. He's using every type of deception at his disposal to make sure that he keep us walking down the wrong road. Amen. If you were to look at the state of the world today, there's so much deception in the world. Amen. Right has become wrong, and wrong has become right. Amen. So Satan, he likes to keep us confused, and he likes to keep men and women deceived. Amen. And how does he do this? First of all, he isn't stupid. I have to tell you that you cannot be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And he's not stupid. Amen. He knows that you know better. Amen. He knows that you know better. So therefore, the only chance that he has of us neutralizing the indoctrinate that you, the program where you look at your emotions or, you know, he tried to stop you from, you know, try to cause you to look at your emotions, amen, and to look at your outward circumstances as a basis for God's leadership and direction in your life instead of yielding to the Holy Spirit and his witness in your spirit, man. Amen. So one of the devil's favorite strategies, amen, is to send a bunch of deception your way, amen, to confuse by, you know, confuse a bunch of the believers, you know, who claim to be led by the Holy Spirit and everything that they do. Now, if we look to these believers as role models of being led by the Holy Spirit, we easily become confused, amen, we easily become confused. Although they claim to be divinely led, they go through one situation after another, suffering defeat again and again, over and over again, amen? So the bottom falls out of everything that they do as they make bad decisions after bad decisions, amen? Now, this is the same tactic that the devil uses to confuse the issue of healing, amen? He makes sure that we hear about every believer who has ever believed in God for healing and failed to receive. Amen. So in this way, Satan, he attempts to discredit the possibility that we could ever be healed or be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. If you talk to many people, you know, concerning, you know, sickness that's in their bodies, you begin to see that there is, they have little faith. They depend more on the doctors than they do as far as what God said. Amen. They try to find something, how could I say it, tangible. Amen. They look to the medicines. They look to, certain things that they can see versus, you know, believing that God can totally heal them. Amen. So this is one of the deceptions of the enemy. You know, he makes sure that, attempts to discredit the possibility that we could ever be healed or led by the Spirit of God. Now, why is the devil so avid in his opposition to our being led by the Holy Spirit? Well, just the fact that Satan fights it is, you know, is so hard. The reason why Satan fights it so hard, you know, all that tells us how powerful and how dangerous to his kingdom divine leadership can be. Amen. It ought to let you know that, when we operate and when we are led by the Holy Spirit, amen, he knows that he is a defeated foe. Amen. When we operate, because we know the force that is behind it. Amen. Now, when it comes to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, believers, you know, they can be divided into three, you know, different categories. First, you have, you know, certain believers, they come to understand. You have the first believers, they come to understand how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. These people, they have the testimonies, they have in their lives, amen, and then the testimonies in our lives that have caused many people to be saved. Amen. The second group of Christians or another category is the believers who have been indoctrinated by the devil to operate out of the emotional realm. Amen. And they have never learned how to operate out of their spirit, man. Amen. Now, these believers, they experience not only the emotional highs that everyone feels when things go right, but these believers, they also go through the emotional lows of the different torments and the different fears and the different insecurities that can be brought on by the pressures of this life. Amen. It is the emotional realm that most Christians that we fall prey to. Amen. Because, you know, our feelings are such an important part of our, you know, our makeup. So whether or not a believer is led by the Holy Spirit or by the devil's counterfeit, amen, is determined by how sensitive that believer is to pressure or to the enticements of lust or different things, temptations that we encounter from day to day. Amen. Now, the first type of leadership, it originates in a person's spirit. It originates in the person's spirit. The second type is Satan's attempt to lead the person through their emotions while making that person think that the leading is coming from the Holy Spirit. Amen? Deception. Now, before we go into the second category, you know, of the believers, let's look at the third one of the believers. And these are those who don't acknowledge any form of divine leadership at all. And then these certain believers, they don't believe that a person can be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. As far as they are concerned, God exists, and they believe that they are going to heaven. We had a guy that was, you know, in a chat room the other day. He thought he could sense, you know, living his homosexual lifestyle and just do good and think that he is still going to make it to heaven. Those are the type of believers, the third group that I'm talking about. Amen. They think they can do anything. They believe that God exists, and they think that they're still going to heaven. But it's almost as though the third category, think God has abandoned them also while they live here on earth. Amen. They're supposed to do, you know, as well as they can while they continue to, you know, live the way they want to live. Amen. While they are here, while they are here, Amen. So then they believe when their lives are over, they'll finally see Jesus. Amen. But we all know from God's word that this isn't the case at all. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, He had just demonstrated His willingness to fellowship with us and to lead us by His Spirit when He's not only saved us, but gave us the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Any comments or questions? Amen.
I do. I want you to, Pastor Felicia, in the chat room, God's Remnant is having a problem with something that you said. He said, when you state the churches are in error, you must also state that there are churches that are correct as well, because there's people listening to the broadcast who might hear this, and they don't want people to hear to think that
he's
the church
right.
is all bad.
He's correct. I apologize. And normally I try to do that. I apologize. And he's absolutely right. It's not all churches. Amen. But, you know, there are churches that are doing good. But when we look at the state as, you know, the church as a whole, even when you know, the churches that they broadcast, you know, that they show in the news and all like that, amen, it seems as, you know, the church mostly has gotten to a fallen state, amen.
And the churches, let me just say God's Remnant, because Evangelist Mack was in there, you know, speaking to him through the chat room, but I just want to say this and be clear, is that the Bible teaches that in the last days many are going to fall away. There's
right.
many that believers are going to fall away. Okay? These believers
Amen.
Are in church building. And these believers are falling away. He wasn't talking about the world. He was talking about the church. He said there's going to come a time when people are not going to endure sound doctrine. And we're living in that day right now, God's Remnant. And I'm saying that, and I'm saying that for whoever else is listening or who might be listening in the archives, is that there's a great falling away, okay?
Right.
There's a great falling away. And I'm agreeing with you, Pastor Felicia, because the church is in a state of apostasy. Look at it, the church is in a state of apostasy, if we want to tell the truth. The whole body of Christ needs to repent. Even the ones that think they're
right.
doing good and know that they're doing good, they need to pray for the ones that's not. If you look at the Old Testament prophets, when they prayed for the whole nation in case the nation sinned. And some of them did have sound doctrine in the first place, God's Remnant. Some people did have sound doctrine in the first place, but they chose to be disobedient, like Evangelist Mack said earlier. She heard the word when she was out there in the world, but she chose to be disobedient. And some people come into the church, get filled with the Holy Ghost, okay, get baptized, get filled with the Holy Ghost, come in there speaking in tongues, and still fall away. They've heard
That's
sound
right.
doctrine, but because of the lust of their flesh, the lust of their eyes and the pride of life, they fall away. The Bible says in James, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. But a man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. And a lot
mm-hmm.
of people in the so-called body, and I'm saying so-called body because there is a remnant. I believe there is a remnant. Okay?
There's
a lot of people
Amen.
Sitting in church that have heard sound doctrine and have fallen away because they've heaped into themselves the desires of their flesh, and they've lusted, and they've fallen away, and that's what it is. Nobody's saying
Amen.
It's the pastor's fault that these people fell away. The point of the matter is that people are falling away. The
Amen.
Body of Christ in general and whole needs to repent, the whole body of Christ.
Yep.
The whole body of Christ needs to repent. And like I said before, for those who think they're doing right or know that they're doing right, you need to be praying for the ones that are not, the ones that are in error, the ones that are backsliding, the ones that, you know, are not enduring sound doctrine. The ones that have itching ears and are, you know, going around listening to anything that sounds good, that are listening to heresy, that are listening to the lies of the gospel of inclusion. These people need to be prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
These people need to be prayed for because it's really, really, it's really serious. And the things that we're talking about here, we're not trying to put down the body of Christ because we're in the body of Christ.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to put ourselves down because we are truly in the body of Christ. And
right. Like
Evangelist Matt said, people must seek after God for themselves. We're responsible as evangelists, as pastors, as bishops, as apostles, okay, as pastors. We're responsible to give the word of God. And Pastor Felicia, I'm going to turn it back over to you, but I have to say this, okay? The prophet,
mm-hmm.
if you read through the book of Ezekiel, now I'm going to tell you something. God said it three times
mm-hmm.
to those jokers. He said it three times to his chosen people. Okay, they wouldn't listen. They were rebellious and stiff-necked and would not listen to God. And let me tell you something. We're not far from what they were. We're not so great that we surpassed what they did. We're doing the same thing the Israelites did. We're disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
Rebellious, we're stiff-necked, we're operating in witchcraft. What? Witchcraft? Yes, witchcraft. Want to control everything and want to control everybody. Yeah, we're
mm-hmm.
acting like the Israelites, God's chosen people. Yes, we are. We're crucifying
mm-hmm.
Christ afresh every day when we sin deliberately. Folks just doing stuff that they want to do and saying God co-signed on it and he didn't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
God's
mm-hmm.
not co-signing on sin. But just like the book of Ezekiel says in three different chapters, in chapter 3, in chapter 18, and in chapter 33, if I tell you to tell my people about their sin, and you don't, and they die in their sin, their blood is going to be on your hand. But if you tell them and they come out of their sin, then their blood is not required of you. He said it three different chapters in the book of Ezekiel. Because his people were not listening. And the
That's
same,
right.
The people of God just want to do what they want to do. They want things. They want everything but God. They want the big car, the big house, you know, got to have this, got to have that, got to have the most expensive clothes, you know, and got to have everything. But where's God in the equation? Where's God in the equation? Somebody who is not born again, they need to listen to this broadcast so they can know that they need to seek the Lord with their whole heart and not seek things. Seek the Lord
yes.
and not seek people. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord God. Seek the Lord with your whole heart. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked
yes.
forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. This is the word of God. God didn't put no sugar on the word. When Jesus was down here teaching, he didn't put sugar on the word. It wasn't no cherry
yeah.
on top of the word. He
no
spoke
word.
The truth and love, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. Jesus wasn't always sweet and kind when he was talking the word to them people either. He called them vipers. He called them snakes. He called them names because that's how they was acting.
That's right.
And you said, are you living for eternity with God or are you living for this world? Who is that directed to? I'm not living for the world. I'm living for Jesus Christ. I'm living for the word of God. I'm living for the word of God. And these ladies on here with me, I believe they're living for the word of God, too. I have no evidence that they're not.
Amen.
And I'm not. Let me tell you something. God has put a sword in each one of our mouths, and I refuse. I refuse to try to cover up God's word. I'm not out here to hurt anybody's feelings or try to make anybody feel bad. Thank you, God's remnant. I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad, but what I want you to know, and Pastor Felicia, I promise you, I'm turning it back over to you, that we have to all, are we our brother's keeper? We're not supposed to let our brothers and sisters go to hell. We're supposed to preach the word in season and out of season, not judging people. Because the
Amen.
Word of God is going to do that, not condemning people, because Jesus said he didn't even come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But it's the word of God that's supposed to bring reproof. instruction and correction. So, come on now, Paul, when he was preaching to the body of Christ.
Amen.
To the body. He was talking to believers. He wasn't talking to the people that hadn't given their lives to Christ. He was talking to the people that just gave their lives to Christ and trying to get them to come out of the world and trying to get them to be transformed by the renewing of their mind and stop living like they were living and stop living like the other people, the heathens around them. That's who he was talking to, so the people could not live like the rest of the world was living. Come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you unto myself. When he was talking about fornicators and adulterers and liars and those that speak heresies and backbiters and murmurers, he was talking to people in the church, bro. He was talking to people in the church.
That's right.
He wasn't talking to the worshipers of Baal. He wasn't talking to those that was worshiping the devil. He was talking to the church. Look at it. He keeps saying brothers and sisters, brothers, 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 brothers. He ain't calling the world brothers. He's talking to the church.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Absolutely right. Amen. The church.
And that's just, come on. The body of Christ, we got to talk to the body of Christ. Christ as well as to the unbelievers. We got to get the unbelievers to come in, and the word of God that he has for the unbelievers is the word of God that he has for the unbelievers. Come out of darkness. Come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Jesus Christ came to this world to seek and save them that are lost. Yeah, he did. And there's a lot of lost people sitting in the church. We do have to save them. We do have to minister to the unsaved. We have to minister to the unsaved, to the saved. We got to minister to ourselves. come on.
Amen. Our work is never done. Huh.
This broadcast right here, somebody's going to listen to this broadcast that's sitting in the church. God's remnant is going to get delivered because they need to hear that they've fallen away. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
See, we got to be led by the Holy Ghost. And that's what this woman is trying to preach about. If I could just shut up for a minute. She's trying to preach about being led by the Holy Ghost. See, we need to stop being led by our flesh. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit of God is going to tell us what to say and who to say it to. That's what's going to happen. See, the Word of God said, don't worry about what you're going to say, because when you get there, I'm going to tell you what to say. I'm going to give you what to say. Don't worry about that. I'm going to give it to you. And that's what being led by the Holy Ghost is. It's not about our own agenda. It's not about our own agenda. It's about God's agenda and whatever he wants us to say, then that's what we're going to say. Look, let me tell you something. I'm tired of people trying to pacify me with cute stuff.
All right,
okay,
now.
I done been there and done that. I want my soul to be saved. So that means if you got to put that word in, they got to cut when to go in and cut when it come out. It's a two-edged sword. Come on, then, and cut me.
All right, now.
So save my soul. My husband said last week, he said, Jesus said it'd be better for you to go. It'd be better to go. It'd be better to go into heaven with one arm than with two. Come on now. If you're going to have two arms, you're going to still use your arm to steal, cut that sucker off so you can stop stealing and go to heaven with one arm instead of going to hell with two.
All right.
If your eye, you got a problem with less and you keep looking at people, I'm going to pluck out one of those eyes so you can get to heaven with one eye instead of being in hell with two. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor. I'm going to get ready to go in the kitchen because I'm not going to shut up. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. We truly have to be led by the Spirit. Now, if you look at this church, amen, that many are not the church.
I'm sorry, Pastor Felicia. You know I got problems, but listen. Evangelist Mac is on the line, so you know we got to let her on the line, right?
All right, I'm straight now. I got my back up. No, I'm just playing. Okay.
Come on, Mama.
Okay, what I'm saying is,
she on limit. She passed that one. I want her to stop right quick.
Go ahead.
Evangelist Mac.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on now. You done pressed the one. Let's go.
All right. Now, this is what I wanted to say, because I understand what Pastor Dale is saying. I really do understand. But for me, this is the deal. I just have to tell the truth. Some of it fell on good ground. Some fell on stony ground, you know. So I can't be concerned about, you know, how the unsaved going to take the truth. And she was saying about the church, you know, all churches are not the fallen away church, which I will agree with her. But from what I understand with Pastor Felicia, she was talking about a fallen away church because she went to Romans 8:12-17. And that's telling you some stuff right there. Also, Pastor Felicia said something that's so profound, it's so important. We must be led by the Spirit of God.
That's it right there.
And if I come to hear you and I don't believe that you're led by the Spirit of God, I can't say anything. I just have to disappear. But if I believe you're led by the Spirit of God, I got to trust you that what God used your mouth to say is going to do what he set out for it to do, because his word will not return void.
It will not.
You understand what I'm saying? And now I also want to say this, those scenarios, they're not scenarios, they're the truth. But what you were sharing, I mean, it shed some light on a lot of things. I was blessed by that, Pastor Felicia, because you got many, they believe this way and they're doing this and that. But whatever we do, it must be according to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever
Amen.
We do, we must be led by the Spirit of God. Not
Amen.
Because, you know, I got a spirit of fear. And I'm going to say, well, ooh, I need to be careful because the unsaved might hear this and run. Well, let them run.
Right.
That word won't return void. It's going to bring them back. See, and it may not bring them back to me, but some plant the seed. Some come along and give it a little water. But it's God that gives the increase. It's him that draw. So we just have to leave it to him and trust him. And tonight I trust Pastor Felicia. And I trust the word that God sent through her because it blessed me already. I understand some things, and that's what I was hoping to get. So I thank God for you, Evangelist Scott and Pastor Felicia and Pastor Dale. God bless you all. I just want to turn my speaker back on and sit back and listen now.
Bless you, Mama Matt.
Amen. And that's right. His word never, you know, returned void. Amen. You know, we have to be careful, you know, make sure that we are being led by the Spirit. Amen. You have these prophets, ITs, amen, out here prophesying to people, telling them they're going to get houses and they're going to get cars, but they're in adultery or, you know, they're cheating on their taxes or they're living in a homosexual lifetime. You need to tell me God is going to bless me, telling you that then he's going to bless me with a house, he's going to bless me with a car, but he's not telling me to come up out my sin. Come on now. So, you know, yet, you know, that's what I'm speaking about. You know, we have to make sure that we are being led by the Spirit and be able to test the Spirit. Amen. You know, most of us, you know, we want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Well, at least I know I do. Amen. And, you know, when we are able to receive direction from the Holy Spirit, God's counsel and his wisdom is made available to us in everything that we do. Amen. I'm not just talking about receiving, you know, the divine direction for ministry or for your family or for your businesses or, you know, anything of that. Amen. But I'm talking about in every aspect of our lives. Amen. We must allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us. Amen. We know that the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. Amen. So let's look at, you know, how the Holy Spirit manifests himself to us through the inner witness. Amen. You know, which is the foundation, primary way that God leads his children. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit. If we go to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, God compares our spirit with a candle. Amen. He compares our spirit with his the candle. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Your spirit is the part of you that God eliminates and through which he communicates with you. Amen. That's how he communicates with us. Amen. It is through our spirit that the Holy Spirit leads us. And the most dominant method that he used to accomplish this leadership is through the Holy Spirit, this inner witness that dwells on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We must be able to, you know, be able to know the difference between the spirit and our emotions. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us in the body of Christ, amen, I was there. The Lord, you know, is showing me, amen. We don't know the difference between the spirit and our emotions. Amen. The Bible, you know, has our focus scripture in Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 14 through 16. It talks about the inner witness of the Holy Spirit. It says,
mm-hmm.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For
yeah.
ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father.
Yes.
You know, the spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Right.
Now, here we have a spiritual foundation verifying the fact that the Holy Spirit will bear witness within our human spirit. Amen? But in order for us to understand how the inner witness really works, we must first understand what God designed this form of divine leadership to accomplish in our life and how we can yield to it. Amen? How we can yield to it. First, let's identify the difference between what we experience when the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit versus when we are being led by our emotions. We have to know the difference between the emotional realm of the soul. Now, the emotional realm of the soul, it can fluctuate from excitement when everything is going right or to depression when everything is going wrong. Amen? And the steadfast, stabilizing quality of the human spirit. Amen? So
Amen.
Consider this. Have you ever in your life, amen, those of you in the body, we're talking about the body of Christ, you know, you got saved and you was on fire for the Lord, and then all of a sudden, you know, trials and tribulations come, the bills due, kids acting up, all types of stuff happening, you decided that you wanted to give up. Amen. You wanted to throw in the towel. Amen. You just didn't want to, you know, you just didn't want to do it no more, but there was something down on the inside of you, amen, that wouldn't allow you to do so. Amen. It could be a sin or something that you want to do, but it was something on the inside of you that would not let you. Amen. It would not let you do it. No matter how hard you try, no matter how bad things got or how, you know, heavy the pressure became, there was something that was on the inside of you that kept crying out, so to speak, Abba, Father. Amen. And I want you to understand that Abba is the intimate Greek term for daddy. Amen. It means father, but it, you know, personalized is daddy. Amen. So therefore, Abba Father is an expression that says, I am yielding to you, daddy. Amen. Because you are the father of my spirit. Amen. Remember that the father is in the homes, in the natural homes, are the protector. Amen. They are the provider. Amen. So, you know, you yield to your father. Most daughters, you know, you go to your father for advice. You go to your father for monetary reasons or whatever. Amen. So I want you to understand the aspect of the Abba Father. Amen. Now, you probably didn't walk around, you know, hearing those words in your ear, Abba Father, going off on the inside of your head. But even though, you know, your flesh was screaming at you to quit, even though your flesh was telling you to sin, even though your flesh was telling you to give in, there was something that was on the inside of you, amen, that was telling you no, amen, that was telling you don't give up, that was telling you not to yield to that sin, not to take that drink, not to sleep with that man, or not to sleep with that woman, amen. So I want you to understand that, amen. You know, there's something on the inside that was telling you not to. But you know, even though your flesh was telling you to do it. Amen. And that's that feeling that's way down on the deep inside of you, you know, and you simply, you know, you refuse to give up and you yield it. If you yield it to it, you refuse to give up, you refuse to give in. Amen. Now that inner something, you know, it keeps telling you, it tells you, I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. Amen. If you can attest to what I'm saying, amen, you begin, you know, scriptures begin to come. Amen. I'm more than a conqueror. Amen. No weapon formed against me. Amen. That's the spirit man. Amen. That's the spirit man that is crying out, you know, speaking to you. Amen. So, now, this is how you can tell the difference between your spirit and your emotion. Now, that part of you that refused to give in was your spirit. Amen. Remember that the Holy Spirit will never go against God or the things of God. Amen. Your flesh hates God.
Amen.
Hates the God. Amen. So, the Holy Spirit, amen, is what will keep you. Amen. It will never go against God. It's that part of you that, you know, won't allow you to give in to what your flesh is speaking. Amen. Now, the part that reacted to, you know, the pressure, you know, to, you know, wanted you to quit or wanted you to sin or give in, you know, that was your flesh. Amen. That was your emotion. Amen. Or the soulish realm. Amen. So the key to learn how to operate out of that part of you that would not, the key is to learn how to operate out of that part of you that will not give up. It means to being led by the Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit bears witness with your spirit. The Holy Spirit will always line up with the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
So let's look again at what Romans 8:16 says. It says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, this means that when circumstances come in your life, amen, and when they get so bad that you feel like giving up, the part of you, the Holy Spirit, strengthens is your spirit, amen? And as you sense that strength, your spirit responds by acknowledging its salvation, amen? And this is what verse 15 refers to when it says we cry, Abba, Father. Now, the flesh, the devil, and the things of the world, they may heap condemnation, you know, around you. They will condemn you, heap condemnation on you. Amen? They'll put pressure on you. You know, you have people that even always put pressure on you. Amen? And will badger you or will tell you to give up. Am I still on?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Amen. Sometimes my phone drops. They will pressure you to give up, but the Holy Spirit will fight. Amen? You ever hear that term, there's a warring in my spirit? You'll begin to feel that war that's going on between the spirit man and your flesh. Amen. The Holy Spirit will combat all that opposition by continually bearing witness on the inside of your spirit that you are a child of God. Amen.
Yes.
But I also want to, let me ask this. You must be your spirit man. Amen. You must feed your spirit man on the word of God. You must pray. You must fast. You must seek his face. Amen, because if not, that will allow your flesh to become stronger than your spirit, and we don't want that. Amen, you have to always make sure that you continually feed your spirit, amen, so that your spirit, man, is stronger. Amen, whatever is in you is going to come out. Amen, if you feed yourself with the things of the world, well, that's what's going to come out, and that's what you're going to yield to. If you feed yourself with things of the spirit, amen, that's what's going to come out, and that's what you're going to yield to. Amen? So we must make sure that we continually feed our spirit. Hallelujah. Not only does the Holy Spirit bear witness with your salvation, but he also bears witness to whether or not you are thinking right or whether you are thinking wrong, whether you are making the right or wrong decisions or whether you are believing right or wrong doctrine. Amen. Have you ever heard somebody speak a word and it just didn't fit right with you? Amen. And,
yes.
And you know, feel that in your spirit, amen. So that's what I'm talking about. It, you know, your spirit man is not bearing witness to what was said or what was spoken, amen. So where am I at? So the Holy Spirit will bear witness with your salvation, but he also bears witness whether or not you are thinking right or wrong or making a right or wrong decisions or, you know, hearing the correct doctrine. Amen? So therefore,
amen.
The quicker you can tell the difference between the emotional realm of the soul and stabilizing quality, you know, quality of the human spirit, the quicker you will learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen? And, you're led by the inner witness out of the bondage of the flesh into a walk of freedom, into a walk of purity, into being led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit and not our emotions. Amen. Any comments or questions before I go on? Amen.
Evangelist Matt, quit acting up in the chat room. Understand? She was talking about Luston. She was talking about Luston, Pastor Felicia. She over there acting up. She said, I will let nothing separate me from fried chicken, fried fish, and pound cake. You know what? She'll know how to act. Go ahead with that, Evangelist Matt.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm sorry. That's my husband. Hi, baby.
Hey, sweetie.
God bless you, Bishop.
So you won't hear my calling.
That's Pastor Felicia. She said, God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Pastor. Good word. Amen. Good word. Evangelist
Matt.
Love you.
Amen. That's a blessing. Amen. You know, I've been in church, you know, for different years. You know, I got saved when actually, first got saved when I was 15, amen, but I didn't get truly saved until how old was I? It was 2004. I didn't get regenerated.
What age in 2004 grade?
But, so I've been in church for many years, and I got to see a lot of things, and I watched, you know, different ministers and people, even I myself make decisions according to the flesh, and also seeing people make, you know, decisions according to the Holy Spirit, you know, direction. And one thing that I've noticed is that even though the Holy Spirit eliminates the spirit of every child of God, many Christians, we still fall into the devil's trap of deception, of being led around by our emotions. Amen. Then Evangelist Scott was talking the other day about having pity parties. I told her I used to have the parties of the parties. I got out the balloons, had the cake, the music, and everything, and woe is me, and I had a party, you hear me? So, you know, we, even though we are a child of God, we still sometimes fall into the devil's trap of deception, amen, you know, being led by our emotions, because it's easy, it feels good, you know, it's comfortable, you know, we don't like to be out of our comfort zone, amen,
right.
But mistaken emotions for the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that's not a good place to be in, amen, you know, we believe God is leading us sometimes from place to place, or a place to another, because it's that word that we want to hear, amen. We want to hear that we get a new house. We want to hear about money coming. We want to hear about the job or whatever, amen. But, you know, that's not a good place to be in, amen. And I forgot where I was going. It'll come back. Now, on the other hand, those who are truly led by the Holy Spirit and who understand how to discern the inner witness seem to be qualified by a certain set of, you know, divine principles. Now, when I was first born again, I was excited about the prospect of being led by the Holy Spirit. I was excited about being saved. Amen. Y'all can testify to the excitement that you feel is just something on the inside you got to share with everybody. like most people, you know, my concept of, you know, having the Holy Spirit or being saved, you know, was thinking that it would lead me from place to place or, you know, from a place of poverty to a place of wealth. Everything was going to be, oh, so great all the time, and it's just good times, and nothing bad was ever going to happen, and all my bills will be paid. Y'all know it. But amen. But then soon reality set in. Amen.
Let me check.
I later found out, you know, I told, as many of you have, you know, we had discovered that it is almost impossible for the Holy Spirit to lead a believer in this manner as long as the devil can find some type of access through a good case of our emotions. And then he'll be able to power us, you know, in our inner witness. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he finds access through our emotions. Amen? He's like, uh-huh, yeah, I got them now. Amen? So he'll find a way to come in. Amen? Now, you have Christians who fit in this category. You know, they find themselves on a continuum. You ever know somebody that is always going through the same stuff over and over and over and find themselves just bumping into a wall, you know, like
mm-hmm.
an emotional, that merry-go-round. They run from place to place claiming also that God sent them here and God sent them there, and they go places and they cause confusion because they are confused themselves.
Uh-oh.
And
they
often prophesy.
They confused. Okay, thank you.
Now, we know that wherever confusion is, we know the enemy is present, right? Amen.
Right.
They often prophesy direction over other people's lives, yet their own lives are all messed up. Amen. These people, they don't understand, though, that it would do God no good to send them anywhere as long as the devil can overpower them once they arrive. Amen. They wouldn't be able to stand up under pressure or, you know that. They're not even standing up under pressure or, you know, the temptations of sin. Look at their lives. Amen. We must bear fruit. Amen. And that's why the Holy Spirit wants us to take, you know, he wants to take us into the next step of the born again, oh, my word, experience, the born again experience. He wants to develop our character. Amen. Just an extent that the still, quiet voice in your inner man is louder than the pressure, you know, the turmoil and the things that's going on in your life. And, you know, the stronger, you know, he wants to develop our character where it's stronger than the temptations of sin. Amen? So, therefore, the Holy Spirit's first goal is to lead you out of the walk based on the flesh and dominated by our emotions into a walk of the Spirit in which we can learn how to discern his voice. I mean, sometimes, you know, you have to just turn off the TV, turn off the radio, shut up the phone, no music, no nothing, and just begin to talk to God. And then just don't say nothing. Amen. And just begin to listen to his voice. Listen to him speak to you. Amen. Begin to ask questions. You know, one pastor had taught me was like, you know, ask the Lord, do we love you? And you'll hear the voice. So I sat in the room, you know, I had everything turned off. I'm like, Lord, do you love me? And I had to listen for that still, small voice. And you know, you understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? So you have to sometimes listen, you know, for God's voice. Amen. And we have to quiet the voice of our inner man. Amen. We have to quiet everything else that's around us so that that inner voice is louder than everything that is going on around us. Amen. And once we continue to do this and continue to study God's word and continue to seek his faith, that voice will become stronger and stronger. Amen. You'll begin to hear it more clear in your life. Amen. And you'll be able to even be able to resist the temptations of sin. Amen. I hope y'all got that. Amen. the Holy Spirit's first goal is to lead you out of a walk based on the flesh that is dominated by emotions into the walk of the Spirit, in which we can know how to discern his voice. We have to know how to discern this voice. Amen. Remember Eve. Amen. Had Eve known God's voice or known the word of God, Satan would have never been able to deceive us. Amen. Remember, she added to what God had said, and that's how he was able to deceive her. Amen. Now, the road to a life victory will always direct you toward that which is more powerful than your carnal emotions. Now, the operation of our inner man. And this brings us to, we want to talk about the operation of the spirit, soul, and body, and then I should be about done. Amen?
Amen.
Now, dividing between, the spirit and the soul, when God created, Adam, he fashioned the body for Adam from the dust of the earth. Amen? Which is a substance that had already existed. But when it came time for the creation of Adam's spirit man, God reached out on the inside of his own being, amen, and brought Adam's spirit into existence. Now, when God placed that spirit into Adam's body, the life in that spirit activated his vital signs, amen, and he became a living soul. In Genesis 2, chapter 7, it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul." Amen. So Adam's body was the most incredible thing that God had created. It was a physical suit. I want you to visualize this. A physical suit of clothing that flowed in an absolute harmony with the natural laws of physics that govern our entire universe. Now, this suit gave the man, Adam, amen, a spiritual being, the ability to coexist on two levels of creation, God's natural and God's spiritual kingdom, much like, when you think of an astronaut suit, allows them to operate both on the earth and in space. Amen. There's nothing like man's physical body in the entire universe. Amen. It was designed to house Adam's spirit man. Amen. Our bodies are designed to house our spirit man. In every aspect. His spiritual hand fit into his natural hand, finger for finger, his spiritual eyes, and, God made this natural body so perfectly, amen?
Amen.
The inner man back, so perfectly, amen? The spiritual man stood alongside each other, and along with the natural man, they look almost identical, amen? Now, the physical soul is to house the spiritual soul. Amen? Our physical bodies is to house our spiritual soul. Now, when I say God created our natural body to house our spiritual body, most people don't, you don't have any trouble understanding that principle. Amen? Where am I going? I lost my place. Hold on. Okay. A more difficult concept to understand is that when God created the spirit of man, he placed within that human spirit certain spiritual forces, such as joy, love, peace, amen. These forces make up the nature of our inner man, right? So then exactly the same way that God created our physical hands and feet to be receptacles for our spiritual hands and feet, he created the physical soul that acts as a receptacle for the spiritual forces of love, joy, and peace. Now, so when God placed Adam's spirit into his body, the spiritual hand fit into its counterpart, the physical hand, and the spiritual soul fit into its counterpart, the physical soul, and so forth. Amen? So you see the difference between the spiritual soul and the physical soul is this. The spiritual soul possesses the force of love. The physical soul possesses the emotion of love. Amen? The spiritual soul possesses the force of love. The physical soul possesses the emotion of love. Now, man is the only part of God's creation that possesses a spiritual soul. Amen? Your dog don't have a spiritual soul. Your cat, your fish. Amen? man is the only part of God's creation that possesses a spiritual soul. Amen. So when your pet dies, even though you may miss him or her terribly, the physical soul perishes away with it. Amen. So when we die, however, the inner man is disconnected from the outer man and simply steps out of his body. The spiritual soul, which consists of the forces of love, joy, and peace, is disconnected from the physical soul, which consists of the emotions of love, joy, and peace, right? Now, in the same way your physical hand is designed to serve your spiritual hand, the physical emotions of the soul are designed to serve the spiritual forces of the inner man. So God designed these spiritual aspects of love, joy, and peace to operate through the emotional realms of your body as well. Amen. I'm trying to go somewhere. Bear with me, y'all. Now, when Adam fell from God and died spiritually, he received the nature of sin into his spirit. Amen. So at that point, not only was his spirit capable of such things as hatred, murder, and lies, but this sin nature also infiltrated the chromosomes of his physical body, breaking the cycle of his physical body. Amen. So that physical body had laid down and died, he died, 930 years later? Amen. You have centuries that passed until finally Jesus came. Amen. And the new nature was once again made available to us through the new birth, through the regeneration. Now, when we are born again, the new nature is received into our human spirit. And because of this, the new nature, our inner man, no longer has the capacity to fluctuate between love and hate, truth and lies, peace and murder. Amen. Once again, it remains constant in the spiritual forces of love, joy, and peace, and so forth. Amen. Because of the spiritual aspect. Amen. But there is one problem. The spiritual soul, which is, with the forces of love, peace, joy, must not operate through the physical soul. Amen. But in order for us, for us to do that, we operate in the spirit. Okay. The physical soul still has... Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. In about 5 minutes, we have somebody on the line. I want you to speak to them in about 5 minutes. Finish your thoughts. And then I want to go to the phone line because they called before and then they hung up. And I want to catch them before they hang up again.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. The spiritual soul with the forces of love, peace, and joy must not operate through the physical soul. The physical soul still has death working in it, inherited from the first Adam. Therefore, still has capacity, to change between the emotions of love and hate, and it will continue to have that capacity until it is glorified. That's why it's important for us to, feed our spiritual man. Amen? Okay, you can let the caller come in. Amen.
Hello? Area code 757, welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
All right, I was listening to the word, and I got disconnected on my phone because my phone was beeping, so that's when I was able to get a little icon on. I was enjoying the word, and also I had a prayer request, so I've been enjoying it, learning about the spirit. I enjoyed that.
Amen.
And I wanted you to pray with me on a matter. I'm working on my doctorate degree, which is my dissertation, and I applied for some jobs for administrative positions. And I wanted you to pray with me for favor that some doors will begin to open up for me in that arena for the job. I'll be finishing my doctorate by the end of the year. Just wanted to agree with you and pray.
Oh, I'm sorry, Evangeline.
I'm sorry, what is your name, caller?
Sister Rick.
Sister Rick?
Yes.
Oh, no shit. Sister Rick.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was saying it right. so we can pray. And we're just going to touch and agree with you that, you know, you will get the desires of your heart. I'm an administrator, too, so I like those kind of jobs. But, Father, we just lift up our prayer to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, she has sent the request, Lord God, asking us to touch and agree with her that she would get a job in administration, Lord. And we just pray for her right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would go before her and prepare the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the heart of the person that is supposed to give her this job right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you would prepare their heart, Lord God, that they will be ready for her when she comes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you and praise you for it being done, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. And I give you praise for it being done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that when she goes, Lord God, she will find favor with this person, Lord God, in Jesus' name. I just thank you for it right now and give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you all are on every day at 5 or?
We're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5. And sometimes it depends on if the Holy Spirit says so, we might come on a Tuesday as well. It just depends. We're on actually Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but sometimes we do have extra broadcasts on.
Okay. So I'll be watching. Okay.
Okay, don't hang up yet because Evangelist Mac is back. So hold on for a second. She might have something to say to you.
Oh, okay.
Evangelist Mac?
Yes, ma'am. I'm so glad you in the spirit on the Lord's Day. Listen, baby, the lady here that just got prayer. There, it's already done for you, sugar. There's a large ministry that's going to pick you up. And what I mean by that, they're going to look at your resume and everything, and they're going to hire you. This is going to stem to something else because the Lord have a place that he's going to place you so that you can get some things because there is a ministry for you.
Jesus.
And this ministry is going to flourish as you work around these other people, but you're not going to do things the same way that they are doing. I already know this. God has already showed this.
Jesus.
But all I need you to do for me is to go to, well, it's for you, to go to Proverbs 3. That's chapter 3, verses 5 through 7.
Proverbs 3, what else?
Chapter 3. Verses 5 through 7.
Okay.
And I want this to be like, it's going to be like your it's going to be you, a part of you.
Okay.
You can't go without staying in the scripture. During the day, I want you to remember it, meditate in it, and begin to obey what it says. It sounds like a simple thing. And many people are outquote me on it, but they don't really understand it. They don't really put it to practice, I should say. It says to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The word all there is a big, big word. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, that were the word all again, that big, big word. In all thy ways, acknowledge him.
Yes.
And here come the promise. He shall direct your path, thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And God is doing it.
Amen.
Even as we speak, and I can already see it's happening for you, baby. Yeah, just stay in that word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo. Just stay right there. Stay right there. And God is going to do the rest.
I have a friend of mine who's moving to Delaware. He's a good friend of mine. I'm just going to pray that we stay in touch because he's always a good friend of mine. Whenever I need a favor, he's always there to help me. I'm going to pray that we continue to stay in touch even though he's moving to Delaware. He's a very good friend of mine and my family.
Yeah, because you'll see him again, baby. Don't worry.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I can't just go into stuff right now, but you'll see him again. And then another thing is this. Stay right there in Proverbs 3, 5 through 7.
Okay.
And some other things that you're desiring in your heart as you're trusting God, he's going to bring those to pass. Some things you've forgotten about because it's been so long.
But
he's going to bring those things to pass for you. All in the name of Jesus. Thank
Hallelujah.
You right now, Lord. We thank you. We thank you that you are God. You're not a man that you should lie, but you're a spirit. And we worship you right now in spirit and in truth. And, Father, we thank you for this word this afternoon, or for this precious heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, and I'm going to run because I got to get the stuff back over here. But Pastor Felicia, it's your season, that's all I can tell you, to be blessed. How did you talk that word? You hear me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you call me back later, Prophet Matt? You call that
Can you get my number and call me back later? I got to go out of ways to do, I do laundry, you know, for sick folks and stuff. And so I got to take the laundry out, but I'll be back in a little while. But, Teresa, you got my number?
Yes, ma'am.
Can somebody give her my number, please?
Want me give it to her now?
Yeah. I could have did that over the airways, but is there any way you could type it to her or something?
Yeah.
Are you in the chat room?
Yeah, I'll give it to her.
Oh, okay, well, go ahead and get the number, baby.
7904. Uh-huh.
904.
Uh-huh.
764-6852.
All right. Thank you, Father. I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for the word. I appreciate that. God knows I do. Thank you.
All right. We thank God this afternoon. God bless
you.
I'm out of here. Pastor Felicia, Pastor Dale, and Pastor Scott. Evangelist Scott, I got to go. But look, y'all keep me in prayer. I need prayer.
Bye-bye.
Y'all keep me in prayer. It's going to be all right.
All right. Okay.
All
right.
Right,
love y'all all. Love your destiny talk show and In Him Ministries. God bless you. And just love Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. All right.
You
bye-bye.
Do.
Amen, Bishop.
Amen.
Amen. Hi, Jeff Loves Jesus. God bless you. Thank you for stopping by. If you have a question for Pastor Felicia, please call the call-in number, which is area code 323-693-3054. My sister did get my message on Facebook and is on the line. However, she did not press the 1. But if you have a question, sweetie pie, hit the 1 so we can get you on the line, and we'll get your question answered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, honey?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have a question or comment for Pastor Felicia?
I think it was very good teaching about the Holy Spirit. I always say the Holy Spirit is not God's sidekick. He is God. He's
right.
Not God's Tonto, and he's not God's Robin. He is God. And I like the way you broke it down. As to in the very beginning, where he said, let us make man, when he created man in his unique and wonderful way, that God, through the Holy Spirit, so much wonderful things. It was the Holy Spirit, it was God's Spirit that he breathed into us. The Jews call it, we have a spark of divinity in us. We have a spark of divinity in us. So just like when the Pharisees asked Jesus, where is this kingdom of God that you're speaking of? Is it over there? Is it over here? Where is this kingdom? And Christ said, the kingdom of God is in you. When he breathed into us, he placed into us a bit of God, the kingdom of God in us. So we are walking, breathing aspects of God's kingdom on earth. And it's so clear about that because, you know, it's we who are alive that testify to God's goodness, and to God's presence on the earth. You know, people sometimes don't read the Bible. They may not even have the opportunity to pray as they would want to. They don't have the opportunity to go to church. But if they can see a bit of God in us, if they can see love of God through us, then it becomes alive, it becomes real. Christ told his disciples, he said, this is how they're going to know you're my disciples. It's not how big your Bible is. It's not how large your cross around your neck is. It's the love that you have one for another. So I love that you taught us this evening. It's so true. And we have to begin to lift up the Holy Spirit. We lift up the Father. We acknowledge the Son. But the Holy Spirit gets a raw deal sometimes. He's almost like a footnote, if you will, in our worship. He passes by and we just let him pass by. But I'm going to tell you, it's the presence of God in the world today. That's the Holy Spirit. Christ knew it's important because he said this, God will forgive you any sin but the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. So he must be something special in this world. It tells me the Holy Spirit is the one who helps us mortify the flesh. The Holy Spirit is the one who speaks to the Father on our behalf when our language, no matter whether it's French, English, Spanish, or Greek, is insufficient in sharing with God what we're feeling in our hearts and on our minds. It's the Holy Spirit through his moaning and groaning that invites God into our lives. So the Holy Spirit plays a major role, And I love what you said, Pastor Felicia, and how you emphasized and how you brought so clearly the import of the Holy Spirit in the world today. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. I love to hear him speak. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, Evangelist.
I'm here. I'm just listening. I was waiting to see if my sister had something to say, but I guess she doesn't. But I think that I know that you and I and my husband, anybody with spiritual ears to hear, and anybody that has the Holy Ghost will be on the same page, all of us are, that we all agree that we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. I know for a fact that when I'm led by the Holy Spirit, things just go better. I don't get caught up in doing the things that I want to do that I'm going to have to repent about later on. Just being led by the Holy Spirit is just so much better. But we have to train ourselves to do that.
That's right.
A lot of times we put things out there and tell people, you know, or suggest that people do X, Y, or Z, but we don't explain to them how to do that. But I did hear you say that we have to have a personal relationship with God. We have to have a personal relationship with God the Father. We have to get to know the Holy Spirit. And my husband, he cracks me up with the God is, you know, the Holy Spirit is not God's sidekick. And he's not God's sidekick. He's not Robin. He's not Tonto. He is God. He's the third person of the Godhead. So, therefore, he comes from God. And we just don't let the Holy Spirit have his way with us. He's here, but we push the Holy Spirit down and let him lay dormant. And, yep. I mean, if I was Holy Spirit, I'd leave you. I'd be like, you don't want me? Bye, peace. You know, like that. But he keeps coming back to us to try to get us to learn who he is. And that's going to take time. It takes prayer. It takes us to do something. And one thing I think that what we do is we expect the Holy Spirit to do stuff by osmosis. You know, we expect to become the spiritual person by osmosis. You know, we want God to do X, Y, and Z, but we won't do anything to help him help us. We won't pray. We won't read our word. If we do read it, it's 5 seconds. You know what I'm saying? We don't meditate in the word of God. And that's why if you don't spend time with somebody, how are you going to know their voice? When me and my husband first met, we didn't like each other. But we started spending time with each other. We began to love each other. And I knew his voice. If I heard his voice across the supermarket, I knew that was him. Vice versa. He would know it was my voice because we spent time together. How are you going to know somebody's voice if you don't spend time with them? There's many voices that are out there. Oh, Satan got demons. He's not omniscient. He's not omnipresent, okay? But he has demons. He has legions and legions of demons that got kicked out of heaven with him. Okay, so there's voices out there. There's your own voice. There's the voice of the Holy Spirit. Okay, there's the voice of Satan himself and them other demons running around. And there's other people's voices. But we have to know the distinction between the voice of the Holy Spirit. And I was looking in the chat room earlier, and I saw Evangelist Mac had put in there that it's not a lot of, I don't hear the Holy Ghost audibly most of the time. I don't hear him at all. It's a knowing in your spirit. It's a click in your spirit to let you know that it's the Holy Spirit talking to you. But if you don't spend time with him to get to know him, how you going to know when he's talking to you and when he's not? How you going to know when he's leading you and when he's not? We gotta really actually spend time with him. When I came home today, I was exhausted. I was really, really tired, and I still am. But when I walked through my not even when I walked through my door, but before I walked through the door, I was walking home, and I had music on, and I was singing, and I didn't care because I really can't sing well, but I had my earphones on, and I was walking down the street singing, and this one song came on that says, "Stomp on the Devil's Head," and I was just walking down the street stomping, and I don't know if people were looking, it don't really matter, but I just, the Holy Spirit led me, and when I came in the house, you know, I said something about some ice or whatever, and I came in my room and just began to speak in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was just ministering to me. I don't know what was going on, but the Holy Ghost was ministering to me. I mean, he just had me. And that's the kind of relationship that I want with him all the time, for him to just have me like that and begin to minister. Because in the book of Romans, it tells us, Romans 8, in the same chapter that you were in, I believe it's in verse 26, it says, the Spirit helps our infirmity, and he prays for us because we don't even know what to pray for as we ought. The Holy Spirit, so many benefits to being led by the Spirit, I'm telling you. He will pray when you don't even know what to pray for. He will pray.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know what the Holy Spirit was praying. All I know is that he was praying. I don't know if it was for my family. I don't know if it was for me. I don't know if it was for my husband. I don't know who it was for. All I know is I felt like I was being edified. That's what I felt like. I was being edified. And I mean, I thank God for that. He don't have to do that, but he does. You know, that's come from having a relationship with him. But we spend time with everything and everybody else and don't want to spend time with God. But yet we want to be knocking on his door talking about, God, can you help me with this? And God, can you help me with that? But we don't spend time with him.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. Let's do what the preacher said and get a relationship with him. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. And stop being led by the flesh. Stop being led by the flesh. And this is always not going to be what we want to hear, right, Pastor Felicia?
That's right.
Holy Spirit might tell you to not look at TV anymore.
That's right.
And you was like, why can't look at TV? What's wrong with looking at TV? Man, we can't do nothing. What's wrong with? Well, it's to save your soul. God trying to get you to chill with him for a little bit so he can save your soul. Take your mind off of everything else so he can save your soul. Well, it don't take all of that. It don't take all of that. It don't take all of that. Why? It don't take all of that. Why I got to stop drinking? Why I got to stop smoking? Why I got to stop hanging out with XYZ? Well, if the Holy Spirit tells you to stop doing those things, he's telling you for a reason. He's not telling you to be mean, but he's telling you to help you out.
Amen.
Me and my husband walk alone. Do you hear me? We walk alone. My husband and I, we don't really have friends. And it just seems like we can't get friends because we walk alone. We walk alone with God. And when he releases us, if he releases us to have friends, then we'll have them. But we walk alone. And
amen.
I asked God about that one time. I was like, God, how come we don't have no friends? What's wrong? What's wrong with me? Is it me? If it's me, then get me out the way. No, that's not it. He wants us to just be one with him and do whatever it takes to be one with him. And sometimes it gets lonely. And, Felicia, you know what I'm talking about.
You know exactly what you're talking about. I'm over here tickled right now. Because I had that same conversation. It bothered me. And then even when I tried to go out and try to make friends, you know, I get, because I'm an emotional. I love too hard. You know what I mean? I treat it good in people, but then when they hurt me, you know, then I'm right back, you know, back in my little box. Amen. But I had that same conversation with God. Like, why can't I just have friends? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? But, you know, like you said, it's that relationship, you know, he wants that time with him. He always told me that I would never be close, 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 close to anybody. I always thought that, you know, anyway, you're on the air.
but it's true, and, you know, sometimes, and I think this is coming up for a reason because, you know, a lot of times we just try to make friends and we try to make relationships happen that's not really of God. And people will say, well, doesn't God want you to love everybody? Yes, he wants us to love everybody, but you cannot walk with everybody.
Even Christ had three friends, Peter, James,
that's
and
right.
John. He had 12 disciples, but he didn't call the disciples all 12 all the time. When he went into the Garden of Gethsemane, it was Peter, James, and John. When he went to the Mount of Transfiguration, it was Peter, James, and John. He told the other ones to stay put, and I'll be back, we'll be back. So sometime, and the Lord just revealed something to me as you were speaking about this. He said to me, he said, sometimes the people we think are our friends aren't really our friends or aren't even really
yes.
good for us. They don't have our best interests at heart, even people that we think are close to us. Family, people that we've known for years, they're not, they have no place in us right now. We have no place in them right now. The Lord is telling me that some of the people that we meet in Blog Talk Radio, we're supposed to develop these relationships.
Yeah.
Not just be on the radio, not just be listening to each other maybe 2 or 3 hours a day, but there's supposed to be a connection here.
That's true. That's true, because that bears witness with my spirit, because I heard that earlier today.
Yeah, the Lord is telling me, Pastor Felicia, Evangelist Max, there are some people that we're being introduced to that God really wants us not to just be radio partners and radio friends and all of this, but eventually we're all going to meet one day. And I don't mean in the sweet by and by either. I mean in the now, the here and now. God places people in your life when he wants them to be in your life. And in the meantime, just be satisfied with him being in your life.
That's right. Amen.
Just be satisfied
Amen.
With him being in your life. You can't have a better friend. You can't have a better confidant. You can't have anyone that you can trust any more than him. When you tell him a secret, it's kept between you and him.
Yes.
He doesn't share it with
right.
nobody else.
Right.
He doesn't get on the phone and tell everybody. So you can't have a better friend. He knows your yesterday. He knows your today, and he knows your tomorrow. So you can't have a better friend. He knows you for who you are, and he loves you anyhow. You can't have a better friend. He's never fair weather. He's your friend even when you're not a friend of his. You can't have a better friend. What a friend we have in Jesus is the old hymn. And it's so true. We have a friend. Greater love than this has no man, Christ said, but that he laid down his life for his friends. And he said, and you are my friends if you follow my commandments.
That's
assurance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He wants us to be, he just wants us to be comfortable with him. You know, we seek everything else but God. It's just time to lay everything else aside and seek God. You understand? Like, it's just time to seek God. We're running after all these famous people, and we're running. You know, we're running and doing all of this stuff. God wants us to seek him. He said we're not supposed to have no other God before him. That goes for kids, spouses, brothers and sisters, mamas and daddies, grandchildren, houses, cars. He don't want us to put anything before him.
Right.
And can I tell you that he's teaching me? He's trying to change his old head over here. He's trying to change me into who he want me to be. And he's trying to make all of us that way. Because he wants us to, when we see him, he don't want us to shrink away in shame. He don't want us to. He want us to be glad to see him. How are we gonna spend time with God in heaven? We can't spend time with him now.
I need somebody
to answer that question in the chat room. Can y'all answer that? Destiny's Talk Show, Freedom Doors Ministry. In him, oh Felicia, you already know. Jesus, no, Jess loves Jesus. I just want to know. How are we going to have a good old time with God in heaven and we can't even relate to him here on this earth?
That's because we don't like discipline.
We don't like discipline. We don't like discipline. But how we don't even train our spiritual man. You was talking about the spiritual man versus the natural man, Felicia.
That's right.
We don't train our spiritual man to minister, to be in fellowship with God. We don't train our spiritual man. How are we going to do that in heaven for real when we don't fellowship with him here?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to do that?
We are
so dumb and blinded that and I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend anybody, but I said we. I didn't say y'all. I said we.
We.
I mean, it's like, God is spirit. He is spirit. And the Bible says we must worship him in spirit and in truth. How is it that we think we're going to be able to worship God in heaven and we don't even worship him here?
That is so true.
How are we going to do that, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how we think we're going to stand before a holy God and reign with him in heaven and we can't live a holy life here. How are we going to do that? How is God going to open up heaven for us, for everybody to just come to heaven, no matter how you live? How? Somebody help me to understand it, because I don't understand it. How is it that God is going to just say, everybody just come to heaven, you ain't talked to me, you ain't loved me, you didn't obey me, you didn't respect me, you didn't do nothing I said, but come to heaven anyway?
No, I don't work that way.
Is it me? It's enough people on the chat room and on the phone line to be able to tell me. Am I crazy? Is something? Did I miss it? Is there some electricity that's not connecting in my head? Something's wrong somewhere. Our natural mind cannot receive the things of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, man, if we begin to walk in the spirit, like you said, Felicia, if we begin to walk in the spirit, we begin to know God. And his commandments are not going to be grievous as we begin to get to know him. If he says,
amen,
don't look at TV, that's not going to be grievous, because you love him. And you know he has a better plan.
Mm-hmm.
If he says, don't eat this and don't eat that, he's saying it because he loves us and he has a better plan. But because we don't spend time with him, we feel like, oh, why are you trying to take that from me? I already don't have nothing. Why are you trying to take that too? You know what I'm saying?
Mind.
We make God like he's some big old ogre. Like he just stand up there with a don't do this stick. You know, he got this big stick and it says don't do this and don't do that. That's not God. He's a loving God. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be joyful. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He wants that for us, but we need to have a relationship with him and stop treating him like he's Tonto. Or
that's
stop
right.
treating him like he a genie in a bottle. Every time we need something, then we go to him.
That's right. Yep.
So anyway.
My Lord. It takes my. Take discipline. And you got to. You got to, you know, when I first, you know, started spending time with the Lord, and it was a process at first, you know, but I had, you know, you can begin start setting your alarm clock earlier. If you set to get up at 7 o'clock, get up at 6. You know, start at least an hour early. Begin to read and pray. And it's going to take discipline. You may be tired. And, you know, I tell people, you know, all the time, you know, when I first started, I used to complain, like, Lord, why? I'm like, oh, no. You know, after a while, he began to wake me up. And I'd be like, oh my God, Lord, why you got to wake me up now? You know, I just went to sleep. I mean, I'm being honest. That's how I was. And
that's how it is. It's still like that with me. I'd be like, Lord, now, for real, what's going on?
And he began to wake me up and have me pray for people, or even especially enemies. You know, I'm like, why do you want me to pray for them? They, blah, 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 you know. And I have this battle with God. I would be lying to you if I said, you know, I was like, oh, for out thou, Lord, I'll do whatever. No, it takes discipline. You know,
it takes obedience, you know. Obedience is better than sacrifice. But after you keep consistently doing it and begin to trust God and yield to God, it gets, you know, I'm not going to say it gets easier, but it gets easier, if y'all can get that. You know, it gets better, you know. I wake up at, like, 5 o'clock. There are times when you wake me up at, like, 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning just praying for people, you know, crying out for people. Like you said, you know, your spirit began, you know, just to take over and to just pray. You know, we, in our natural mind, you know, we pray for the what we know to pray for, but the spirit knows all things, amen?
That's right.
It takes just getting in his word, takes, you know, spending time with him. That is so important that we spend time with him. So important. So important that we get in his word. Amen. We can't take what the pastors say, what your grandmother say, what the mom, whoever, what they say. You got to get in the word for yourself. Amen.
Right.
Even when was it Peter, Paul was preaching, you know, the elders, they searched the scriptures day and night to see what it was that he said, if it was the truth. And that's how we got to be. Whatever, you know, if we go to these churches, whatever somebody's speaking, you know, the word of God, we have to search the scriptures. We have to meditate on it. We have to allow it to minister to us. Amen. And
that's true. And that doesn't mean that you don't trust your pastor, or it doesn't mean that you don't trust the person who's preaching the word. But what it does mean is that, because a lot of times you go to church, when you leave out of church, you don't remember what they said, or, you know, you
right.
soon forget it. But if you get in there and study that word for yourself and meditate on that word for yourself, then you begin to learn who God is. You begin to
mm-hmm.
understand who he is. And then you begin
mm-hmm.
to see your life change. We wonder why our lives don't change, because we're not putting any effort into it. Not the kind of
mm-hmm.
effort God wants us to put into it. Let me say it that way. Not the kind of
mm-hmm.
effort God wants us to put into it. We put effort into, you know, and I'm saying this about myself, okay? We put effort into what we want to do. Whatever we want to do, we're going to put effort into it. I go to work because
that's
I want to get money, okay?
Right.
I need money to
that's
pay
right.
my bills and pay this furniture off. So I go to work, and sometimes my legs hurt, my feet hurt, my chest hurt, and I still walk to work because I need that money. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? But when
mm-hmm.
it comes to the things of God, we're not that dedicated to do what he wants us to do. And I'm using myself, and I'm using this illustration because it's been like this through the beginning. From the beginning
mm-hmm.
to now, we pick and choose what we want to do. And whatever matters to us the most is what we're going to spend the most time doing. So
mm-hmm.
if our love for God is an indication, you know, why what we do, a lot of us better say we have to say we don't love God if it's based on what we do, not
that's
based
true.
On what we say. We can say we love God all day and all night. But if it's based on what we do and how we treat him and how we obey him, can we really say we love him? That's just a closing question. We only have 1 minute left. So, Pastor Felicia, would you just go ahead and speak to the people who need to be saved so they can give their lives to Christ? And then we're going to close the broadcast out. Then join us again on Friday. And I may have a special announcement for you on Friday.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I just want to thank God once again for Evangelist Mack and Bishop Mack and all those who are in the chat room. I pray that you were blessed, amen, by what?
Who is Bishop Mack?
I mean, Bishop Scott. And you spoke that earlier. All right, Evangelist Bishop Mack. Amen. I pray that you all were blessed, amen. I pray that, you know, you have quick notes and, you know, that you go and you study, amen. It was kind of a struggle for me this evening. I don't know if you guys could tell, amen, but I thank God for those who have received, amen. And I pray that you have took notes and, you know, you go and study and meditate on it and, you know, discipline yourself, amen, to know God, amen, not only to know him. It's not enough just to have
the Holy Spirit, but we must be led by the Holy Spirit in all that we do. Amen. And if there's anyone out there that don't know Christ, amen, if you are under the sound of my voice, amen, today is a good day to develop that relationship with him. Amen. No man has promised tomorrow. Amen. You can call in 323-693-3054. Amen. And it's not hard. Amen. It's not hard. Amen. And we'll get you started on your way. Amen. And let me know to go. Amen. And once again, I just thank God for all of you. Amen. Those of you who are, where am I going? Those of you who are listening, amen. I just want to just encourage you to continue to go further in God. Amen. Continue to do the things of God and be led by the Spirit. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for all those that have called in, that have listened in, that have participated in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father God. Lord God, I ask that you strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Strengthen them in their spirit, Father God. Lord God, touch their bodies, Father God. Those who need healing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask that you release your healing power, your anointing, Father God, for it is your anointing that destroys every yoke, Father God. Lord God, I ask that your word manifest in their hearts, Father God. Let it take root in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, begin to speak to them, Father God. Begin to bring light unto your word in their lives in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, no weapon that is formed against them shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them shall be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to bless all those that don't know you, Father God. I ask you to release your Holy Ghost to arrest them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, I thank you for the conviction, Father God. I ask that you draw them, Father God. Draw them unto you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we lift you up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me, Father God. So I ask, oh God, that you draw your people in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let your spirit strengthen them, Father God. And let your spirit lead them and guide them, Father God, in all that they do. And we thank you right now, Father God. We give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. And we magnify and we exalt your holy name. And it is so in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
If you can, join us on Friday. I don't know if the chat room can hear this part. But,
oh, yes.
Live at 5, same time, same bat time, same bat station. Lord willing, we're going to be here. And I think Friday we're going to have a fun Friday. I think we're just going to have some fun. And just whatever the Lord says. I'm just feeling in my spirit that we need to do a Women's Monday. And. You know what I mean? And just talk about women's issues because we go through things. We're so emotional. And you said that on the broadcast. We're so emotional. Yeah, and I think that we need to support one another. I definitely want to get together and do I don't know if I have to ask for Joyce Meyer's permission to be able to read her book on the air, but I want to be able to read Battlefield of the Mind. Along with Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, and other scriptures that speak to our minds and how to renew our minds, because there's so many battles going on in the mind and women, because we are such emotional creatures. I think we need to just need to talk, you know, and deal with some real issues that we have so we can be made whole. Now, a lot of times we don't want to talk about stuff because we're embarrassed or, well, that's nobody's business. But that's enemy's trick, because he wants us to stay in bondage. He wants us to stay in bondage. Even with myself, I want to be able to have somebody that I can call, or somebody can call me, and we can get up at 5:30 in the morning and pray. You know what I mean?
Amen.
So we can have this back and just go to the throne room. One can chase 1,000, two can send 10,000 to flight, the word of God said. So we need to be here standing in the gap for each other. I do have an account with freeconferencecall.com where we can get on the line with other people and just pray at 5:30 in the morning And amen. I tried it with myself, and it just, I can't do it. I'm not even lying. I just can't do it. I'm not disciplined like that to be able to do that. But I amen. Want, and I believe that we're supposed to be helpers one to another. So,
mm-hmm.
but prayer ain't never hurt nobody. So I think that we should, you know, as women, we just need to get together and pray, because there's a lot of things that we need to pray for. There's a lot of people that need to be delivered still. There's some things that we still need to be delivered from if we tell the truth about it.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So ain't none of us made heaven yet. So I think yeah. that we just need to come together and pray and ask God to loose people from some strongholds, help people, help us all to make right decisions and just to live a holy life. We can have fun and still live holy. We can have fun
mm-hmm.
and still live holy. We don't have to, you know, do those things that we got to repent for later. We can have fun and still live holy. You know, and right now we have to do it, you know, via the phone line and via the internet, but God is still God. And
mm-hmm.
I just believe that God is ready to do something new in our lives to everybody
mm-hmm.
that he's connecting us with. And I think that we should just really, you know, as the Holy Ghost leads us, and the Holy Ghost ain't never going to lead you to not pray. He might
exactly.
not lead you to certain people, but I don't think the Holy Ghost ever going to tell you not to pray, because the Bible says, I would that men would always pray and not faint, lifting up holy hands. So
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to pray without ceasing. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And we have to pray so we can be aware of the tricks of the enemy and aware of his devices and what his plans are. We don't pray and we get attacked and we wonder why we get attacked, because we don't pray. We're not
mm-hmm.
we're not seeking God. We're not coming together in unity. And if we do pray, we think we got it on lock that, you know, we're an island, but no man is an island. We need each other. Ouch.
That's right.
We need each other. So, you know, and I definitely need prayer, because I don't understand why I keep having these chest pains, but I keep having them. And I keep popping
mm-hmm.
those aspirins, and when I take the aspirins, the chest pains go away. So I'm a little concerned about that, because if the aspirin's taking away the pain, there's something going on that needs to be addressed. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to continue praying and believe mm-hmm. God for my healing. But God don't want us to be stupid either. We better find out what's going on.
Right.
You know, don't want no... my life to be cut short, because I'm not going to see what's going on. So, you know, we just, if you have any ideas, I wish y'all would give me ideas so we can, you know, take the broadcast into another direction, because there's so many people out there that are hurting, and we want them to be able to call in and, you know, be ministered to. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be the next Jamal Bryan or whoever, but I want
right.
to do what God wants me to do, and I want as many people to get healed as possible, as many people as possible, and however God wants to do that is okay with me. So, you know, just time to come out the comfort zone, Felicia, and we gotta go into the enemy's camp and just take whatever he stole, take it. Like, I'm praying for my family. I'm seriously praying for my sisters, especially, but
mm-hmm.
I'm praying for my family. I want my family to really come in. And I'm going in more. I'm going in further. I really want to go in further into the Lord. So I think we should go ahead and do this prayer thing.
That's right. That sounds good. You know, the ministry, I mean, you know, I'm a sister pastor of the ministry, but we had a prayer line every night. It's on hold for right now because, you know, it's just me and pastor, and, you know, we kind of like vacation a little bit. But so I'm used to that. So the prayer, yeah, that's no problem. It's no problem.
My butt needs to get up in the morning, because you start the prayer in the daytime. I'm telling you, I need to be up in the morning praying, like really praying,
mm-hmm.
like just really... really praying, because, you know, some things need to happen. I was looking at an office today, and my sister's on the phone. I hope she hears me. I was looking at an office today because I went and worked at another location, except, and other than where I usually work. I'm praying God to put me in there anyway because I'm tired of just sitting there doing what I do right now. But there's an office there and it's empty. And I went to the office today and I peeped in there because it's a glass door. And I said, Lord, I want this office. I said, now what would you have me do in this office? It's a nice big office. I can put the ministry in there. I can, you know what I mean? Just do things that are in my heart to do. And I'm just crazy enough to believe God will give it to me. I don't know if
he will,
but I believe that God will give that to me. And if he doesn't give that to me, my office is coming. I already know it. Yeah. Nobody has to tell me that it's coming. And the business is coming. But see, you got to see things out of the spirit. You know, if I look at things through my natural eyes is telling me that you're not getting this, you're not getting that because you got rejection letters, you got this and that. And I spoke with someone via email on yesterday and never would have thought I spoke to this person. But I spoke to them and I was asking them about rejection. Like, how did you feel when you kept getting rejected? And they said, I had to keep on. I didn't let the rejection stop me. I had to keep on. And they are where they are today because they didn't let the rejection stop them. And that's what happens in our lives. We keep getting rejected and keep getting rejected. But as a person that grew up being rejected and you go into your adulthood and you continue to be rejected, you want to pull back sometimes. But God doesn't want us to pull back. This is not the time to pull back. He wants us to go forward in him. So whatever ministries that we have, he wants us to go forward. He wants us to go forward. And I don't want to abort the process. I don't want to abort the next phase in my life. I just want God's will to be done.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So if y'all come up with some ideas, and I'm saying this to my sister if she's still on the line, my sister, and to you, Pastor Felicia, you know, we got to get busy. We got to get busy. And, you know, it's time to get busy. It's time to let go of fear. It's time to let go of excuses. It's time to let go of whatever's holding us back. And if we don't know what's holding us back, we can ask God and he'll tell us. We just got to be willing to listen and then willing to obey whatever he say.
That's right.
So, ain't nobody else. The chat room can't hear it.
I don't know if anybody in there is honest. I'm away from the computer. But yeah.
We all checked out. It's just me and you. It's just me and you still in the chat room, but my sister's on the line. So when you pray for us because I need donations so I can do this ministry. I need some money. I need some people to donate some things. And I need God to open up.
I know what you're talking about. Amen. I sure will.
Yeah, and I just want to go and be a blessing to these women because they made a decision to come out of, you know, doing drugs and come out of drinking and stuff. And I think, you know, they should be encouraged, and I just want to go and help them out and do a couple of things with them and make them feel good. You know, Jesus did that. He made people feel good, like somebody cares, and that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to minister to the brokenhearted. These people are brokenhearted, and I just want to minister to them. If they don't never know my name, that's fine with me. They just know the love of God, that God stopped by and let me know that he loved me.
Amen.
You know? So that's where I'm at right now. And I'm about to fall asleep on y'all, so I'm getting ready to get off the phone because I was tired.
Amen. Well, God bless you. And I shall be on Friday.
Lord willing, yes. And I don't know what's going to happen Friday, but we need to, I don't know what we're going to do. I need you to, you and my sister, I hope she's still on the line. Let me go see if she's still on the line. I need some new music in my studio.
How do you send music?
You can just tell me
You can just, huh? Hold on, my sister. Wait a minute, my sister. My sister don't push the number one. She wait till the broadcast over the. Hold on. Hello, welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministry.
Keep talking about my whole my sister still on there.
I heard you.
She ordered.
I heard you.
Felicia, this is my sister Shirley. This is the baby out of
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. Good.
That's the baby out of 13.
Yeah.
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 So
yeah, I was listening.
I hear echo.
See that?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
We was hearing an echo.
Because I had a speaker attached to my phone.
Oh, so you're going now. Okay, cool. Yes, so I don't know what we're going to do Friday, but I need some music. You could just, like, tell me the songs, and I can load it on my computer.
Like, what kind of music? What kind of, I mean, like, worship or praise, or both?
Both. I just need new music. And I got to do a promo. I got to do my promo over, because you can hear all the static, like I'm too close to the phone or something. So I got to do that over again, because this is, let me see if I can let you. I know you heard it on there, but let me.
Yeah.
This is. It sounds like I'm too close. Good evening, and welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries, an evening with Jesus and the Word. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and I'd like to take this time to thank you for joining me as we get into the Word of God. If you have called our number, area code 323-693-3054, please press the 1 if you have a question or comment, and you will be placed into the caller queue. Otherwise, if you're joining us in the chat room, you may place your question or comment there. I invite you to sit back, relax, get your Bible, your pen, and your paper, and get ready to feast on the Word of God. God bless you. I love that beat. I just love that beat. But you hear it sound like I'm too close to the phone. Too close to the phone, so I got to do my promo over again. But if y'all got any ideas of what I can say or do differently with the promo, that would be cool, because I would like to have different ones, not just have the same one all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. How did you do that?
Well, I got skills. That's all I can tell you. Just got skills.
All right, now.
No, listen, okay. What I did was I have freeconferencecall.com, okay?
Okay.
And what I do is I go into my music library, and that one beat right there, I had to buy that. I purchased that from somebody. I don't even know the website, but I have it saved somewhere, but I purchased that music just so I can do the promo. It was only like $6. I don't even think it was $6. It might have been $3 or something like that. Anyway, so I go on freeconferencecall.com, and I record it. I usually write down what I'm going to say first, and then I record it. And the good thing about freeconferencecall.com is you can do it forever. You can mess up and do it again. It doesn't matter. It's not like Blog Talk Radio. Like, I can't. If I set up something to try to record something on there, that's my recording time for that day. If I mess up and try to do it again, I can't. So I thank God, because he showed me this through freeconferencecall.com, and so that's how I did the promo on there. I uploaded my music on MP3, and then I just played it, you know, and then I spoke over it. So that's how I do the promo on freeconferencecall.com. Now, the other thing I want to do is I want to get people to read scriptures on salvation but I want music in the background. I already have the music. I got it from Brother Dennis, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got it from Brother Dennis. So what I want people to do is begin. That's why we got to pray. I want people to begin to record scriptures. And I want, like, I would like for the broadcast to be, like, different people popping in and out the broadcast reading, not just one person. But I would like maybe for one person to take a half an hour, another person to take a half an hour, you know, and so on like that. And just minister to the people, you know, on scriptures on salvation, scriptures on deliverance, scriptures on, you know, the, you know, if somebody's depressed or angry, just whatever the Holy Ghost give you to minister on. Okay. I see this. I feel it so much in my spirit. It's just that I got to get people together to do it because people keep telling me they're going to do it, but nobody does. So I have to, like, I need people to help me out. This ministry is not about Teresa. It's all of us working together as a body and getting it done. Trust me and believe me. Whatever God want to do, that's what he want to do, but he needs participants. So
that's nice.
I have access to 7 days of Blog Talk Radio. I've paid for Blog Talk Radio every single month for a year. For a year.
Right.
Okay. My anniversary, my sisters didn't even show up on my anniversary on the 20th. And nobody, like, it was hardly nobody coming to the, I'm like, now I'm upset. But I didn't promote it. I really didn't promote it. Because I got to the point where, like, it's not really about me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to have something special. So I think I'm going to wind up having something special next week if the plan goes as it's supposed to go. I think I'm going to have something very special next week. But I have to see. I have to see how that goes. But so far, right now, it's a go. But that's what we plan to do. But in the meantime, we got to do stuff to take this thing to another level because I want more listeners. I ain't going to sit here and lie and say I only want to be satisfied with 10 members. I'm not going to say that because I won't be. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
I want more listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to reach more people, you got to do things to, marketing. And the thing that I'm finding out is people, especially black folks, especially black folks in the church, they don't like to help each other.
That's true. You're right about that.
I'm like, what is this? Why we still got the crab mentality where we just can't help each other? I don't understand.
A lot of competition.
It's a girl, and we talked about that, and I'm so sick of folks. I don't know what to do. I really am, but guess what? When we start praying, God will open up the door, and he going to send the right people to help us do what we need to do. Believe me, what I tell you, he going to. But we're going to get on the ball and start praying and doing what we're supposed to do on our end so God can open up the doors and give us favor and do the things that we want to do, but most importantly, do the things that he wants us to do. So that's where I'm at right now. You got my phone number, Felicia?
Yeah, I have it.
All right, so keep my phone number because we need to stay in contact and let me know what's going on with this prayer.
Okay.
Saying when we're going to do it because I'll give you all the information at freeconferencecall.com. And if you go on freeconferencecall.com, I got to find my little book with all my passwords and stuff in it. And I can give you the information and you can go on there and you can record something. Just go on there and record something and tell me you recorded it and let me go and listen to it. And then I can play it. I'm telling you, like, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, well, I think Thursdays, I think when my husband teaches Bible study, I think I'm going to try to record him on Bible study and then be able to play that on, you know, another day, maybe a Saturday or something. But I need to have some things that's recorded. So on the nights like tonight when I don't feel well, I can play something because I don't like the hitting and missing. Oh, well, is she going to be on or is she going to not going to be on? I want people to know that, okay, we're here. We're live at 5. Something going to be on. Something need to be on. Be playing. Something
needs to shift the atmosphere for people. And even if we have a broadcast where we just play music,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can do that. We can just record music and play it. It don't have to be 2 hours. It could be an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because Brother Dennis sent me this song, and I'm telling you, every time I play this song, I just feel the anointing in that song. I just feel
mm-hmm.
it's called Entering In. And I just feel the anointing in that song so much. And I'm like, Lord, I have to do something. You gave me that music for a reason. And I have to get scripture for that music. And I've been begging mm-hmm. God for music, and now he done gave it to me. Now I got to do something with it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So that's
yeah.
where I'm at. So y'all pray for a sister over here. Pray for a sister over
yeah.
here. Because
yeah.
the sister over here need help. Trying to do too many
yeah.
things at one time. And I just really need to be still and let God lead me in what to do when and how to do it. Because I got so many ideas. I have so many ideas in my head, and I just, That's how I feel. Like, get it together, girl. I've been up since 4 or something. I'm sleepy.
I know. Yeah.
I'm over here scratching my legs and rubbing my legs, and it's time to go to sleep. But I got to eat first. I can't go to bed unless I eat. You know, us big girls want to eat.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I want to eat. A sister needs to eat. I wish I had some sunflower seeds and a Pepsi right now.
Okay. There you go.
Pepsi
lay off some Pepsi, girl. Lay off some Pepsi, girl.
I don't even
drink them, but.
You love Pepsi, Felicia?
Yes.
See? That's
I
love, why she's my friend, because she likes Pepsi, too.
I got it so bad.
And today
we
I didn't buy any Pepsi.
We got to stop that Pepsi demon, though, because them Pepsis is tearing us up.
Mm-hmm.
I like today I bought me some sweet tea instead.
Normally I'll be buying my Pepsi. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start drinking tea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm
going to
start selling Organo Gold. That Organo Gold tea is good.
Is it? Organo Gold?
Yeah.
Okay.
That Organo Gold tea is good. The coffee is good, too, because the coffee, and I think I need to order that because the coffee, it doesn't have the same effects to it like regular coffee does, and I tried it. That's how I know. And it,
mm-hmm.
usually when I drink regular coffee, if I drink regular coffee after a certain time, I can't go to sleep.
That's
when
how
I drink
right
that Organo Gold coffee, I went to sleep. I didn't have a problem. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
make me nervous. It doesn't make my heart race. So I like it because it treats me right.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm going
to
see. I don't know. I want to sell it, though, because I think you can make money selling that stuff because people always drink coffee.
Yeah. I used to be a coffee drinker, and then I got into cappuccino for a while, and then I just cut it out, and I started drinking more tea and water, and I had cut out the Pepsi. Now I'm back on the Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
Lord help me. But I drank a cup of coffee today, and I'm like wired.
See, Shirley,
what?
Where'd you get those big giant size candies that look like they're on steroids?
I got them on Dollar General.
That's big. That looks scary.
Mm-hmm. Got them on Dollar General.
I ain't never seen no sweet tarts that big. That don't even look right.
Neither did I. That was the first time I saw it. That's why I got it.
Wow. Did you get me a pack?
No, I only bought one. I got to get away some more.
Niggas and flies.
Nigga, I know, right? I know. Tell me about it. I'm falling like crazy. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Felicia, you live in Ohio?
Yep, Ohio Akron. Mhm.
All right, Shirley, we're going to Ohio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I go to the heart doctor tomorrow.
I need to be right with you. That's where I need to be, right? I need to be sitting right next to him talking about, look, y'all need to listen to my heart because something happened the other day. I really do. But I don't feel like it. I'm going to keep popping these ass and handle more. Then I'll go.
Have him check it out just soon.
Let me tell you something. The devil's trying to kill me. I already know what the problem is, but Jesus is, he came to give me life and I can have life more abundantly, so.
I believe that.
I believe it, too. And I'm going to receive it. I receive it, too, in Jesus' name. I don't got time for this foolishness with this devil, okay? I ain't dancing with him. I feel like dancing with him no more. He ain't got nothing in the store for me. That's good. Nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, he won't hold no good thing from them that walk uprightly.
That's right.
So if I walk upright, he gonna heal me because he said he'll hold no good, withhold no good thing.
Mm.
So I gotta believe that. But y'all better believe that in about a minute I'm gonna be asleep. So.
Mm-hmm. On that note.
On that note, y'all might as well just go on and hang up. Just go on and hang up because this is sleepy talk right now. I'm just so tired. Mm-hmm. Go on and hang up. Pray for me before y'all go to bed. All right. And as the Lord says so, with me to get on Friday, if not sooner.
Okay. Okay.
All right, ladies. Love you. Good night.
Love you.
All right.